He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband this week. I heard you had date night.
We did, and it was awesome.
What'd you guys do?
We went to the casino and had dinner at a restaurant that we've been trying to have dinner at for 10 years.
Oh, good.
And it was great.
I even made the reservation.
Wow, Raven.
Yep.
Good
job.
I mean, you picked up the phone all by yourself and you called and made that reservation?
Couple clicks. It was online.
Oh, it's even better.
Then I had to update the time and everything too, so I had to do it twice.
You know?
And then they sent me a third confirmation. It was almost like they didn't want us to go there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was so good. It was so much fun.
Oh, that's great. So what else is going on?
I'm actually about to run out the door to my seamstress for an emergency alteration. She's going to tell me I'm absolutely insane, but I'm going to give it a shot, Anna.
Why? What happened?
You know, I need it for tomorrow, so I have nothing to wear to my birthday party, and I found this fabulous skirt in my closet that I forgot I had that I haven't worn in, oh my gosh, I don't know, probably the last time we went to Las Vegas. It's too big on me now. So I need it altered, like, in 5 minutes.
I mean, I can't. Why don't you just go buy something new? Go find if you don't like it.
Oh, I've been everywhere. I love this skirt. It's just a little too big for me, and I want to wear it, so now I need to have it altered. So I need to go beg and plead
it's
by
like
tomorrow morning.
We never have a regular interaction with anybody who does any tailoring alterations or, frankly, any other work involved in our life. It's always a desperate situation when we have no time or in the worst part of their time. It's crazy, really. But I can attest that she's been to every store that there is on the planet, and she hasn't come home with a dress that she's been happy with. So whatever.
No, and I love this skirt. Like, I love the outfit I put together, and the fact that it's big on me and I haven't worn it in like 6 years, that's fantastic.
I was about to say, like, that's a win. If I were you, I would just take one of those paperclip things, just clip it in the back. Nobody would even know the difference.
Put a binder on that sucker.
Save yourself $60 in emergency tailing money. You just do that.
Well, I didn't have to buy a dress or new shoes because I had everything else. It all matches. So, you know, if she wants $60 for the skirt, she can have it. Like, just get it done. I'm going to cry if she says no.
Oh, my gosh.
Literally going to stand there and cry. Do you know how to sew, Anna?
No, but my mom does, and she does all that kind of stuff for me. Actually, the back of one of Dakota's stuffed dinosaurs fell off. And she, like, came to me to fix it. And I was like, no, we have to go to Nonna's house to fix that.
Like, it's the hospital.
Right, exactly.
Good practice.
So, you excited for your party this weekend?
I'm so excited. Are you actually going to show up to this party?
No,
or what?
Because your husband didn't actually invite me until the last possible second. And I have to work all weekend.
Oh, that's dumb.
I know. I didn't, you know, he sent out Facebook invitations and he told me, he's like, oh, I sent them, but I never saw it. I think he sent it last minute. So, like, knowing that at that point it would be too late. And I had mentioned it to him. I was like, I didn't get an invitation.
No, it definitely had you on that list weeks ago. So you better be mad at Zuckerberg, not me.
Uh-huh.
And I told you from moment one. I told you during the conceptualization. And you were like, I better get an invitation. And then you immediately said no.
So bad at Facebook. He had to have one of my best friends create the event, and then he just added people.
Well, that's true.
He has no idea what he's doing.
Right. Well, he added me yesterday. So what kind of grade would you like to give Raven for
You're
the
a
week?
Liar.
I got to give him an A, Anna. Like, he's been pretty awesome the past couple weeks, so get an A.
Well, that's exciting. You're very quiet over there, Raven.
Yeah, why are you so quiet? Did you do something?
I mean, I'm just sitting here basking in the moment. You know, it's like my coronation, and I am basking in every moment of it. Am I glowing?
No, congratulations, Queen Raven. You did it.